Lock me up in a prison and throw away the key. Take away my vision from these eyes that now can see. Deprive me of the food I eat, and even bind my hands and feet. But as long as I know Jesus, then I could still go free. That I could still go free. Puts me in his will and says that I could still go free. I never could quite understand why a king would want to leave his throne and don the robe of an earthly man to suffer with flesh and bone, and later trod that lonely road that led to Calvary, where the blood red stained, it broke all of the chains so that I could still go free. That I could still go free. What kind of man would reach down his hand and do this for? Fit to kill, then a man on the cross puts me in his will and says that I could still go free.
I want to sort of date some of you tonight. And it may take just Southerners to do this, but how many of you remember J. Basil Mull? All right, so I just learned tonight, Brother Jeff traveled with him. Was it the last quartet he had, or one of the last? Yeah, we used to listen to him traveling. We travel long distances at night, and some of y'all remember he was blind. And the Mull Singing Convention, and Dr. J. Basil and Mrs. Mull on the radio all the time, and it was a blessing. But I didn't know that till tonight. But we're glad to have them come and help us. But tonight, Bio has for some time honored what we call a faithful man. And of course, that includes his wife, because anybody who's in the ministry understands that it's a joint effort. And many times they play the bigger role. They just don't play it out front maybe quite as much. But this was designed to honor faithful people. Not necessarily those that were going to have their name on the headlines or up in lights or be recognized worldwide, but those who over a long term of ministry had been faithful, had shown the right example. I personally don't know of anybody who fits that description better than Dr. Fred Andrews did. I wish I had time tonight to just share with you things you may not know, how God used him over the time. And there were times that I know he went through some deep valleys, and he and I talked at those times. But I want to show you, and I know this is going to be a little difficult for Julie, and we apologize for that, but we think this ought to be done. And we want you to join with us in commemorating this tonight. But last year, they were at this meeting. Brother Fred became sick, and she had some normal viral illness. He thought that's what he had, but found out that it was esophageal cancer. And February 25th of this year, the Lord called him home. And I just want you to see what a legacy he leaves behind. And so we're going to show you a very short little video. I wish we had a lot more to show you, but I want you to see this, and then we'll come back.
Tonight it is our privilege to present to Mrs. Julie Andrews, on behalf of Dr. Fred Andrews and Julie, Bio's Faithful Man Award. Dr. Andrews was born on June 15, 1950, and went home to be with the Lord on February 15, 2013. Brother Fred is the very epitome of what this award is designed to illustrate. It is not for recognition of a famous person, nor in praise of a popular person, but to acknowledge one who has been faithful over many years of ministry. Brother Fred and Julie have served the Lord faithfully for 40 years. He held earned doctor's degrees in biblical education, theology, and counseling, and excelled in all three areas. Brother Fred was a faithful husband, father, grandfather, pastor, teacher, counselor, friend. The Lord blessed the Andrews with two children, Tim and April, whom they brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Christian service was a family business to Fred and Julie. They were also given two grandchildren, Megan and Kent, who doted upon their grandfather as he did upon them. There is no more vivid picture of Christian heritage than grandchildren on their grandfather's knee. The grandchildren were raised up in Calvary Independent Baptist Church and taught the great truths of the Bible. Several years ago, Brother Fred and I had a long talk, and he explained that he wanted to work closely with a mission board, but felt he could not do that with the one he was most closely associated with at the time. His desire was to be personally involved. He made a commitment to Bio and never wavered in his support from that moment on. He has been a tremendous blessing and encouragement to us in every way possible. Brother Fred had a particular burden for the deaf in Africa, and one of the ways his support took tangible form was that Calvary Christian School adopted Victory Christian School of the Deaf in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, as a sister school. Brother Fred, Miss Julie, the school staff, the students were dedicated in their help for Victory School. The visit of Faye and me to Calvary was an annual event. Brother Fred would have me preach, and Faye would spend time for the better part of a day with the school. The hearts of the students were touched, and they gave thousands of dollars to help Victory School. The faculty and students at Victory responded with cards, letters, pictures, and gifts because of the unselfish acts of people like the Calvary students. One student in Ethiopia said, "Americans really love us." There will always be a visual testimony of Dr. Andrews' leadership in getting the gospel to deaf kids in Africa. Calvary, along with others, helped to build the security wall around the school, which is required by the Ethiopian government and necessary to the safety of the students. In 2012, Calvary Christian School provided Christmas gifts for the students at Victory. Most of them would have had no observance of Christmas except at school, and the gifts of people here made this a joyous time for them. Though it seems less important than some other things, play and sports are as much a part of the students at Victory as they are to kids anywhere. The balls and other athletic equipment was just as great a statement of love as the necessary things. They're typical kids, just deaf, and were overjoyed to receive these. We never had to wonder if Brother Fred and Julie would be at the bio meeting. They were such a great encouragement to all of us, and he was always ready for a chat or a challenge. Brother Fred is sorely missed by his family, his church, and by us at bio. The void in our heart will never be truly filled, and the void he leaves in his service will be very hard to fill. Dr. Fred Andrews was, without question, a faithful man.
What we need today is thousands upon thousands of people that have that dedication to the cause of Christ, so that we might have the missionaries and the resources and all that's necessary to get the gospel around the world. And we truly are going to miss Brother Fred, and we truly do appreciate his dedication to bio in every possible way that he could help in what we were doing here. We have Miss Julie tonight. April is in the back with Kent and Megan, and you saw them on the slideshow tonight. And we've sort of watched them grow up as we've gone back and forth to Calvary. And I want to say that as far as schools that I've personally been involved in, some of them I haven't, but that was, to me, the finest Christian school I was ever associated with. The kids were involved. Their hearts were involved. They didn't, you know, most of the time I tell people I'd rather preach in a prison than in a Christian school. But these kids were different. And I think it's because the heart of Fred and Julie and the staff and the church were wrapped around them. And I never did find out exactly how many, but 9, 10, 12 missionary families they were the sending church for. And that's astounding when you think of a church the size of Calvary. And I wish we could duplicate that over and over. So we just want to say thank you for the faithful service of Dr. Fred Andrews. Julie, would you come and join Faye and me here for a moment? And she has other friends that are with her tonight, and we're so glad that they could come. And the new pastor at Calvary called and talked quite a bit in these last few days with me, and he would certainly have been here if he could and explained that. He's been out of state and other obligations, but he wanted us to know that he stands behind this and appreciates it. And so does the kids want to come or just no? April? Okay.
All right.